along the bike and pedestrian path where there are some drainage culverts. It had to be redesigned to accommodate this more landward location of this new pedestrian path. The existing bike path had to be moved about 12 feet seaward in order to accommodate the new location of the pedestrian path at these drain locations. The existing bike path at these drain locations is currently located directly adjacent to the bluff in a more landward location than the rest of the bike path. So the revised bike and pedestrian path at these locations will still remain this more landward location than the majority of the path. And staff determined these minor changes were in substantial conformance with the project plans approved by the commission and did not warrant an amendment to the permit. In any event, that is a condition compliance issue and is in no way related to these revised findings that's before you today. The revised findings simply reflect the commission's action on this permit application. So only those commissioners on the prevailing side of the commission action are eligible to vote on revised findings. And the commissioners who are here today on the prevailing side are Commissioners Bochco, Groom, McClure, Mitchell, and Chair Kinsey.
And Bowman, actually, I believe.
And Bowman. You were there at this one? And Bowman. Thank you. I stand corrected. Okay, the motion to approve the revised findings can be found on page 2 of the staff report. And that concludes our presentation.
Thank you. So on this matter, we do provide the opportunity for public comment, related to the findings themselves. And I'm going to ask Mr. Eric Lopez from the City of Long Beach if he wishes to speak. He says he's available. Would you like to just reserve time at the end, or would you like to speak at this time?
At the end.
At the end. We'll give you time at the end then. Seamus Innes. Gordana Kerr and Joe Giever.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yes, so my name is Seamus Innes. I live in Long Beach, California. I'm a licensed civil engineer in the state of California, and I'm the vice chairman of the Long Beach chapter of the Surfrider Foundation. And we've been working with the city on this project for quite a few years, and it started out real poor, and it's gotten a lot better, and there's still room for improvement. The thing that I'm here to talk to you about today is with the new pedestrian path, the city, the people who live here are going to lose 4 acres of open sandy beach to this new pedestrian path.
Today's item is only the revised findings. That's all that's before the commission today. So if your comments can be directed to the revised findings and not to potential changes to the project.
Okay. Well, remove the old pedestrian path. That's the only condition I had for you guys. If we're not going to use it, let's remove the old pedestrian path.
Thank you. Gordana? And then Joe Giever. Joe, good morning. And this is to the revised findings. I bet you knew that.
I do. Thank you for the warning. I will get to that if you allow me time. My name is Joe Giever, and I live in Long Beach. This project was before you last June. We opposed the project because the city hadn't proven the need, and we opposed unnecessary development on the beach. You didn't agree with us, but proposed a compromise. That included a condition of approval that all the development be landward of the existing beach path. Commissioner Schallenberger made that motion, and you approved it without modifying language. We're adults. We have to live with legally defensible compromise, but only if the applicant sticks to the compromise, especially when it's your local government. That didn't happen here. We aren't clear how, because it didn't happen in public, but somehow the city and your staff divined that there was an exception to the unambiguous language in condition one.
Sir.
Apparently, the city argued that they wouldn't do what you require.
If you could direct your comments to whether the revised findings accurately reflect the commission's action.
Yeah, so this is about the revised. Apparently, the city didn't argue that they couldn't do what you required, and they already agreed to. They argued it was not feasible. Not feasible was not an exemption you allowed in a different condition of approval. That was allowed in a different condition of approval, not this one. And the revised findings before you today don't modify either condition of approval. The city can't define exceptions in the unambiguous condition of approval. This allowed them to get a permit for effectively the exact same project that you rejected. Like I said, I don't know how this happened, and at some level, I don't care. The compromise agreement was violated. The unambiguous condition of the approval was not enforced. I ask you to adopt the revised findings before you, and based on the conditions of approval, revoke the permit. You proposed a compromise. The city agreed to it. Thank you very much.
Okay, I'm going to bring it back and just ask the staff if they could speak to the comments that have been made, and then we'll take it up at the commission.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, what the speakers are pointing out is that there had been a minor change to the project plans to accommodate the more landward location of the pedestrian path on the seaward side of the existing path at like three or four locations. Where there were these drains, and there was no physical way to actually put the pedestrian path on the landward side of the bike path at those drain locations, so they had to shift the existing bike path and the new pedestrian path a little seaward. But overall, that route still at those locations is landward of the existing route of the proposed route of the bike and pedestrian path. So these are very minor changes, and we believe the condition allowed for that flexibility in the revised plans condition, and we think it's consistent with the commission's intent here. So, in addition, that is more of a condition compliance issue than a revised findings matter. So that concludes my comments.
Thank you. Commissioner Bochco?
Yes, I move the commission adopt the revised findings proposed by staff in support of the commission's action on June 13, 2013, approving with conditions Coastal Development Permit Application 512320, asking for a yes vote.
Second from Bowman. And any other commissioners wish to speak? Any unwillingness on the part of the commissioners who were identified on the prevailing side for a unanimous yes vote? Seeing no opposition to that, then we do approve the revised findings for Coastal Development Permit Number 512-320. Thank you.